There lived a little family on the edge of town, in an old wood farmhouse that was falling down. The daddy barely earned a living wage, working at the city landfill every day. The children all attended an old country school, Ivy, Mary, and a Tony Allen too. The school kids noticed Ivy never played. They didn't understand why she would turn away. And they called, "Where have you gone to, Ivy Honeycutt? Where can you be, little Ivy?" Out in the field where the tall weeds grow, no one there to keep you from the cold. No one there to keep you from the cold. They had an older cousin who had come to stay. He had an evil eye, that's what the daddy said. He saw Ivy in her black and yellow dress. He thought things no normal person would confess. There was a disagreement late one Friday night. Daddy turned that cousin out and then turned out the light. In the morning came a mother's one great fear. She discovered that her little girl had disappeared. And she cried, "Where have you gone to, Ivy Honeycutt? Where can you be, little Ivy?" Out in the field where the tall weeds grow, no one there to keep you from the cold. No one there to keep you from the cold. Searching party looked for several days. They found her in a quarry 40 miles away. Her black and yellow dress was badly torn. The sheriff covered up her still and lifeless form. They caught up with the cousin down in Arkansas, brought him back to face the full extent of Kansas law. But her classmates still remember Ivy's name, 'cause they used to sing about her in their childhood games. They'd sing, "Where have you gone to, Ivy Honeycutt? Where can you be, little Ivy?" Out in the field where the tall weeds grow,